To another episode of the Walking Down Sheepfoot Lane podcast. This week we are joined by Jack, and we have Bin Man here as well. How's it going, Jack?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. How are you, lads?
Yeah, great, mate.
Yeah, decent, decent. It's been about the week off work, basically done nothing. And I'd say just one of them, it's just been like, it feels like a wasted week. I don't know about you two, how you two been?
Go on, you, Jack, I'll let you go on first, mate.
Yeah, risk if my boss listens. I've been really busy working from home this week, done loads. Yeah, not stopped. No, it's been relaxing.
That's decent to it. How many footlongs have you given out this week, Bin Man?
One at home and about 350 at work.
So it's been a dead one for you then.
No, it's not been that bad. It's just, at least football's continuing, so we can have some kind of, you know, a bit of normality on a Saturday. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Much to look forward to, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think Neil, I saw an interview with Neil Warnock in the week. He turned around. He said that football needs to continue because it's the only thing which people are looking forward to. He said even though, like, even when we get beat, at least they've got something to mourn at. They've got a purpose, and he's right. At the end of the day, without football, what would you do? What would you be doing?
Be happy.
It won't be good, would it?
Be happy.
Be happy on a Saturday.
Yeah, no, I know. It'd be less stressful.
Yeah, at least we've got something to look forward to. Which, you know, on a Saturday, that's all we want to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all want to get back in there, you know what I mean? But we'll get there, won't we, guys? We will.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But obviously, the week we've had, there's not really much happened apart from the Bournemouth game. Obviously, I just want to touch on, first of all, we did change the fixture. I strongly believed on Twitter, me, I put it out there that we shouldn't have changed it. We should have gone for the postponement, got in the fourth round draw, and the fifth round draw had actually been drawn as well, and made them travel on a Tuesday night up here when it was cold, wet, and it could have been a different result. I don't know what you two thoughts on that. Were you happy with the change of the fixture, or would you have postponed?
Do you know, I thought last week probably affected it massively. I think if we played Forest Green, I think if the game ended, we'd have been quite happy to postpone this, get them to come back up on a Tuesday, right? But I just think, you know, with having to go back down to Forest Green on a Tuesday night, having another fixture, I think it just got in their head a bit and they kind of saw an idea of fixtures backing up. We don't know how long this weather's going to last. We could have three or four more at home called off. So I think they just had the idea, get it played while they could.
Yeah, I agree. Brad, like you said on Twitter, we haven't got a fixture backlog. Have we? We've only had one called off this year, which, in fact, weren't it? Against...
it's an abandonment.
Yeah, so it's really, that's the only one that's been really called off. We ain't got a fixture backlog. My view in it, I'll say, yeah, fair enough. You know, they wanted the game played and they wanted it on a Saturday so everyone can mainly see it. I understand that, but I agree with Brad. I wanted it to be played on a Tuesday. See what they got. If Bournemouth or Oldham would have drawn Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool or Arsenal, Bournemouth might have looked around and thought, put kids out, we go out, because we're no point. We're going to get back to the next round anyway, you know what I mean? That's my view on it.
But you reckon it would have been on telly had it been a Tuesday night? Would we have still got the money? Because I know BT only put us on because it was a red button option. We weren't a big game for them, were we? We weren't like a first choice. Maybe we wouldn't have got that money if it had been a Tuesday night.
It'd have been on some, because I think every game has, though, hasn't it?
No, some haven't been on it. Well, some have kicked off at different times to accommodate and being on. I think it might have been, but I think the club were worried about losing the money. I'm not sure how much they got. I think it's something like about 28k, and obviously in this climate, it's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it is. No. You know, and not only that, playing it away from my personal view on it, I wanted it to get it called off and go up here on a Tuesday, but when it got confirmed, I thought, we play better away from home, so let's do it.
Yeah, I did.
You know, I think we all thought that, you know.
Yeah, in normal circumstances, if fans were allowed, we would have been wanting it away from home. So we would have, like we discussed it yesterday, I think we said we would have taken about 1,000, at least 1,000 fans down there. I know it's a ground that most of us have been to, and it's not the best trip, but it would have been an early start on the pitch. Yeah. People would have gone down for the weekend on there. But yeah, if it was at home normally, you'd be saying, oh yeah, we've switched the fixture there, rapid getting away. But home, I think we would have been about 4,000 or 5,000 in that. But yeah, it is one of them. As I said, as a traditionalist of the FA Cup, I'd have postponed it and gone elsewhere there. But just one of them, isn't it? Another thing, which obviously before the game, everyone looked at the team sheet and thought, "What the fuck are you doing, Keel?" But
we all thought,
yeah.
Twitter was in uproar. No striker on the pitch. What did you think, Jack, when you saw the team sheet?
Wondering what went wrong. I can't. Do you know what my first thought? And it probably a sign of the times. My first thought, I thought someone's had COVID, because I thought there's multiple players there missing, and I couldn't work out why. First thing I thought was, surely someone's isolating. They realised, nope, that's his actual team. That's what he's picked. Because he had strikers on the bench. He had Durnley on the bench. But
I was very close to ringing Virgin Media and coming to take his box away. I'm not joking. When I seen that, I went, "Come and take my box now, please." But, you know, I agree. You know, we all looked at it and thought, "Oh, dear." But it's how we started as well, Jack. I thought, we started probably the best 10 minutes I've seen all season. I know we didn't score.
Spawn.
You know, but I think the first 10 minutes, weren't it, brothers?
Yeah. Just back on the team there, there's, I think, how many defenders we played defence? We had Barnett, Diarra, Clark, Piergiani, Hamer, Natambwe.
Yeah.
We're thinking, what are we doing here? I think I saw Ryan Hamer's tweet, which said that we went to Anfield and got stuffed 5-1, and he got clapped off the pitch. We go to Bournemouth looking to snick a 1-0 win, and he put loads of booze on there. Which everyone—that's how everyone thought that we would set up. Looking at it there, with one up top, and Bamboula, he's only played one game up front against Harrogate, and he looked a bit lost. But it was the way we set up that first half, and the way we played was, I thought we played very well.
Yeah,
I said there that for that first 10 minutes, we took the game to him, and we looked like in control of possession. We passed it around left to right. We just didn't have enough to go forward in the box. No bamboo every time. Look, got the ball with danger, but we were just missing something alongside him.
I think you're right. It was best first 10 minutes I've seen in a long time. I actually got excited. I don't know, as I say, we didn't create much, but is it first minute Bamboula skipped into the box and hit a side netting?
Yeah.
When's the last time we had a shot in the first probably 10 minutes of a game? We actually looked exciting.
We did. I agree. I thought, oh my word. You know, the first 10 minutes, Jack, I'll be honest. You know, if anyone didn't see the league positionings, you'd think we'd be the championship side, wouldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Does it not, for both of you lads, actually, and I might sound a bit sad at you, does it not annoy you a bit the way we're playing away from home this year? Like, spent 20 years following us away from home, and I've seen absolute garbage. The amount of results we've seen. I've waited. I've been years where I'm not seeing an away win on the road, and then this year we get a load.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's
typical it Latics. Anything sums up typical Latics, it's the away form this season. But like you said, where we play, we just sat up and we're going for it. And you've got to applaud Kiel for where he picked his team. I mean, he must have done his homework on Bournemouth, the way they're going to play. Because, let's be fair, Bournemouth's two best players were on the pitch. When they started, Josh King and David Brooks. Looking at the Perth State, King is looking at going 15 million to Everton. So they didn't have a weakened team. They had some very good players in the team.
Brooks, King, like you said. Gosling was in there, weren't he?
Yeah, Jack Stacey, I'm sure they paid 12
I thought
million.
The young lad were class. Kilkenny, who's got through their ranks. But he's highly rated. Looking at Twitter, they really, really rate him. I thought he played really well.
Yeah, they were a good side.
Yeah, he did. He got on the ball, like you said. And then like you said, the players they had there, even like, I know they put a few youth players in. I think Calvert-Vickers, he's been injured all season, but obviously he's on loan from Tottenham. And you must be a decent player to be in and around Tottenham. But yeah, like I said, we looked like a really good team that first half. And
well, I said to you today, Brad? I spoke to you at dinner about, obviously, talking about this podcast today with you, Jack. And I said, normally when we watch games, I spend about 10, 15 minutes checking my phone and checking Betsy Alec because we're playing that shit. I checked it once on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that was for 10 seconds because it was that entertaining and we're playing all right. I didn't check anything else.
I was the same.
I thought we played really well.
I'm usually on hashtag OAFC looking at reaction, usually seeing what people are ranting about. But yeah, I don't think I picked my phone up. We were just good to watch.
We were good. We absolutely, obviously it was just a shame when they went 1-0 up, because we should have gone 1-0 up, shouldn't we, if you remember, Jack Barnett at the post.
Yeah, it was a cracking effort, a little curling shot. I've not seen him do that this year.
No, pulled out with right lock.
Keeper was well beaten.
Yeah, definitely. That's the first thing, I think the first good half, which was in Barnett play that. I thought it was decent. Keela Dunn looked all right as well, but obviously the main man was Bambula. The way he got the defenders, he just had him, didn't he? Every time I said it. Actually, yeah. He's too good for us.
A lot. I was on Radio Manchester after the game. Actually, I was discussing that and saying the curse of the FA Cup as such, being on telly, it's great for us, great for money, but it puts the player in a shop window. And I think quite a few clubs have looked at Bahambula and seen kind of the way he played and think he's better level. League One, maybe Championship.
Yeah, I think he will get in the bottom half at Championship clubs. He's the type of player you can bring on, and he can run. He's direct. He runs at players. He can beat him. You don't know what he's going to do, but he can trip over the ball. Yeah. As I said, he can do it a few. I don't think he knows what he's doing. But somehow he gets behind the player. That's what you want. We're not on a player.
The only thing that gets me, he's just a bit lazy, isn't he? So part of having no fans in, you can hear everything. And first half at me, Dad, who pointed out, you could hear Kuehl saying press, press, press. Yeah. He must have said 3-4 times. And he just stood there with his hands on his hips. And I looked and thought, you're so good, but why don't you just listen?
Yeah. Nah. I'll ask you, lads, here. Would you prefer him playing down, like he played down the middle yesterday, didn't he? You know, up front. Would you prefer him to play down the middle there or on the right?
No. I prefer to have someone like Danny Rowe or a big target man, like a big Kartos, like that Jamal Martin or someone like that down the middle. And then I've like McKinley, and you've got Bambula on the wings off of there's someone crawling and they can get in behind. That's the way I'd like to see us play. I think when all players are fit, we haven't really had them all fit at one point, have we? All the strikers. I think that's the way we need to be looking at players.
I think he's a luxury player in the fact that, as I say, he doesn't track back as such. He's not as hard working, but he's got that bit of magic, and I prefer that out on the wing, because I think you can't have a player like that in the middle that can go missing and that you don't know what you're getting. Whereas on the wing, he can provide that little moment of magic, win a game, get a goal, get an assist. I just think he's miles better on the wing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you. I just thought if it's an option of putting him down there, I think he would do a bad job.
Oh, if you've no Danny Rowe, or if, again, we get an injury or somebody out, I think he can definitely do a job. But I think if we've got everybody fit, which, as you say, we've hardly had this year, I'd quite like to see him on the wing with Rowe in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you see him go in January?
I hope not. I don't think teams have seen enough. I think maybe in another year, but there's not. January's going to be quiet, isn't it? There's not that many teams already that are looking at doing deals. I just think he's not shown enough. He's only had, 4 months in England, English football. So it might be too soon.
I just want to keep hold of him. Yeah. Because, you know, we want to get out of this league, and letting players like that actually go is probably going to think, well, do we really want to go up? We want ambition, don't we?
Yeah.
We want to keep him. We want to keep him.
I agree.
Get him tied up now. Get him tied up. And if he does go, he'll go for big money. If he's staying, then brilliant.
Well, I just had a quick look then. I didn't actually know his age, so he's 25. So he's not in his prime of his career yet. He's getting to it, and we signed him with a year's option on the. So hopefully that's in the club's favour, and if we do sell him. So I think someone made a point. Someone put on, he said that we could be the £1 million player since Bernard, but. I can't see that. I think that's a bit too much. He needs to show a bit more. I think he's got the most crosses in the league, and he's got 7 assists this season. So he's showing that he is worth it on there. And it did scare me when we first of all. Do you think it was a penalty yesterday?
I think if it's against us, we go mad. It had a bit of the Tom Kearney about it.
Yeah, I agree. I thought when it first, we all screamed penalty. I don't care who you are, we all screamed penalty. But, you know, in an ideal world, when you can go back to the incident, it did. It weren't a penalty, was it? But
no.
I think you were going down already, weren't it? It looked like someone put. We also, he always looks a bit dubious on in slow motion. But if he didn't do it, we'd all be up in arms.
If that was against us, what would you do?
You got mad.
At first thought, though, when a keeper's like that, he's gone round the keeper, and the keeper has touched him, but it's not enough contact to go down. But it's one of them where we have been given against us in the past, and we've gone mad. But if it's for you and you don't get
Did
it, you're going mad. And yeah, it's better.
Double jeopardy, no, ruin it. They don't. I don't think they do it with a keeper where you book you, or is that you just you can't
I
get a red?
I had this discussion with a mate this morning, and. Right, my opinion is, if you're straight through on goal and the keeper takes you down, now, it's only deemed a yellow card, isn't it?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Foul,
yeah.
And that's a penalty given. And what if you miss it? So you're 3-1 and 1, you could have had the opportunity to score, yet you haven't, you know, and that keeper's still on the pitch. But if it's a 3-1 and 1 and he handballs outside the box or whatever, it's straight red carded, yet you only get a free kick for that. Not a penalty.
No, I know what you mean.
If he gives a penalty away, for me, it's a serious offence. He should be gone. So, but if he handles outside the box and it's only a free kick, that keeper marches then.
Can we get a petition for Bin Man to be on the FA board? And
don't you agree? It's
wrong. I agree with you, actually. Yeah, you make a good point.
it's stupid. But I didn't even know if he got booked because I was that much in excitement. I thought, bloody hell, we can equalise it. I never really noticed. I just didn't give it. And I can't believe that. How's that not a yellow then? Because if that's a foul in the box,
I think it's not a yellow card. He was going a bit away from goal.
His touch was heavy, wasn't it? He was. I don't think he was putting it in.
Yeah. But we scored off it anyway. But was you confident when he stepped up?
Yeah.
No. No. I honestly...
Oh, like, he's going to put this wide.
I had Panenka in my head. I just thought he's going to do it.
Yeah, so did I. I thought he would do Panenka. I thought he was going straight down the middle. Like, I always remember Jose Baxter doing a Panenka against Bournemouth. The keeper just stood down the middle.
You nearly ended him
doing that, but... It went opposite end, wasn't it? We did it. He was straight in his hand. But yeah, I thought he was going to. I didn't have any confidence in him.
No, but because it weren't. I know he scored it, but it weren't a great penalty, was it? You know, I'm not saying that. How can I say it weren't a great penalty? It did go in, but I thought he's going to miss this. And when he put it in, I thought, right, he's done it. I weren't like. You know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at, don't you? We're like, oh, you know, I expected it to miss, really.
Yeah.
But at least he scored anyway, put us on. It deserved, because in actual fact, the way we played first half, we shouldn't have gone in drawing, in my opinion. We should have been going in winning.
Yeah, I agree.
On the first half.
They got lucky with the goal, and it's a nasty deflection. It's going straight at keeper, isn't it? And you see, he steps to his side, waiting for it, and it just hits him. It's unlucky, that.
Again... Yeah, I thought he was unlucky. He hit the ball very hard as well, and he was fast. He took the deflection off Clark. But again, people were giving Lawler a bit of abuse, weren't they? Saying
people need to put themselves in that position. If you're watching it as a keeper and it hits somebody straight in front of you, completely wrong foot, him. There's no chance.
Well, I remember the other week. Right, listen, lads, I watched Premier League years. You know, on Sky Sports.
Yeah.
And I was watching, it was one United game, and Peter Schmeichel turned around and said, I would rather them move away. Don't, if they're going to shoot, just move out the way. Let me save it.
Yeah.
Do not get a touch on it, because it can go anywhere. Just move. Let it go through your legs. Move your body. Let them shoot. I'll save it. But if it takes a deflection, that ball can go anywhere. And it did. Proved yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Move away. Let exactly. them save it. But, you know, I know we've got Schmeichel, you know, Lawler, you know what I mean? I know there's a great big difference with keepers, but I agree, you know, you should let them shoot. Do not move out the way. Don't block it. Let keeper do it.
I don't think they have a choice of him. If a player's moving out of the way of the ball, you kick off if it went in. Yeah, you think, what the what
you just
what
got to trust your keeper as well, though, haven't you?
It's also a bit of instinct, isn't it? If ball's coming at you as a defender, you're going to throw yourself at it to try and get somewhat on it. I think that's half of them. They stick a foot out just in instinct alone.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, I had this discussion this morning with me about Lawler. You know, I've been giving him a bit of credit, but sometimes I just think, oh, what are you doing?
Have we been blessed, though, in recent years? We've had keepers better than we should have had in. Ripley, obviously, can't think of the lads from Leicester.
Iverson.
Oh, Great Dane, of course.
Iverson.
We've had very, very good keepers. Maybe Lawler's just not at that level, but he probably is a League Two level.
Yeah, no, he's.
Yeah, I say it many times. I like him, and I couldn't really blame him for any of the goals. Especially the first. Like you say, he's been wrong foot. He's diving to the his left hand side, and he just takes a flexion. He can't finger it, goes straight down the middle. It looks like it's a bad goal because I think it goes under his body, but it's his wrong foot. He's trying to get back on over to the other side, and like I said, it's not a fault. Like we could close Brooks down a bit better. As he was, that first half, he was the only player who were really getting good forward for him.
Good player.
Yeah, I think United were after him, weren't they, in the summer? I think they wanted something like 50 million for him.
Bournemouth getting the playoffs in, or automatic for that, Mike, because it's quite, I think there's like, is it 7 points separating first and third? You know, so no one's running away with that, are they? So it is going to be tight.
Yeah, they're a good team. But obviously, second half, I think
they did well. They changed the shape, didn't they? Brought Rico on, who's more of a wing back for Rick Gosling, the centre mid who went off. Yeah. And it just changed the shape. And they just, I think they outworked us, they outran us, and they just showed a bit of quality, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they matched us for formation wise, didn't they? We were playing like 3-5-2, well, 3-5-1-1. I think Joe Dunn was just a bit behind Bahambula. And I think they matched us for the formation. It's fair play to their manager doing that because he just looked a different side.
I think they probably test the water a bit, don't they? And say, you know, let's see what these are capable of first half. And, you know, he must have gone in at half time, Jason Tindall, and thought, we need to change this because they're going to beat us. And they did.
Yeah, he didn't look happy. He really did not look happy with his team. I suppose they underperformed, didn't they? They were expecting to come out and be pretty comfortable. Probably expected a lot more possession than they had.
They did. You're right. Let's give them an headache. I like giving managers an headache like that. So if you're giving opposition managers an headache, we're doing well then, aren't we?
Yeah, completely agree.
Just hopefully we start like that every week, you know, because, you know, me and Brad were talking about yesterday when we start, how bad we start like that. You remember how we got Brad, don't you, on Boxing Day? We could have been 3-0 down at half in 5 minutes. Was it 5-6 minutes?
Yeah, like I said, against Forest Green, we started very slow, sluggish. So we haven't been really a good start, and I think most games we've come from a goal behind, haven't we? And that's why people do get on their bets, like win from behind. But I think most of our wins have come from behind, and we don't really start games well. It's second half where we tend to come into it. Like the last 15, 20 minutes, we do tend to play lot better.
You're right. But at least that's gone now, hasn't it, lads? You know, we can concentrate on the league now, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's one of them, as I said. I think the one disappointing thing, again, it showed yesterday, is that the left side, we are short on numbers in certain areas, the key areas. We don't really have that spine of the team. Obviously, defence is settled, pretty settled. We know it's going to be Pedriani and Clark at the back, but midfield, we're chopping and changing between McCallum. Well, Ntamwe does play every game, more or less, but he just doesn't influence the game like a Missilu or a Silla. Or Usman Fani, they were better players. They weren't technically good players.
They did a better job.
World beaters, and they did a better job in what he does.
I agree. Mizzou was a workhorse. I think his work rate, his effort was just incredible. It's probably best I've seen in quite a few years, actually, from a midfielder. And although his ability probably wasn't amazing, he just worked hard and he covered a lot of ground. I just think we're kind of missing that at the moment.
Yeah, we are. We are. I think we're missing. I agree with you. You know, Ntamwe, you know, so he's had some good games, but, you know, he's not consistent enough for me. You know, he's not, he don't put the dogged work in, like you said, Brad, you know, Usman, Fahni, Silla.
He's
never going to get a 9 and 8, you know, I agree, you know, and you look at, like you said, Brad, about Fahni and Silla, you know, we know they're not great players where they're going to go in the Premier League and shine like Kante, you know what I mean? We know that, but they do a better job, don't they? They do a better job than what Mutombo is. I don't rate him, but, you know, serious recruitment is needed in midfield.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think we should think of Jack? Because, you know, we all, me and Brad, think midfield, but what's your opinion on it?
No, I agree. I think it's two areas. I think a centre-half is massive. I really like Clark. I really like him. But I don't think we've got enough depth there, especially when we've got a pretty well-proven centre-half that can't even play. I think if he's not going to play Wheater, he's got to get a centre-half for backup. And I think you're right, a centre-midfielder, a player like Richie Wellens, to be honest. I want, it's my kind of centre-mid that puts himself about, puts the tackle, and you know you're getting 100%, you know he's going to cover ground. I think we're missing that kind of player. But every club wants that kind of player. It's hard to go and get him.
Yeah, I said that to you this morning, dear. Brad, talk to him about Clark, what you just said then, mate. When does his deal end, Brad? I think you said
20th of January. So we are looking to extend it. It's quite a few which are up. There's quite a few which are signed only 6 months old. So I think Clark's one. I think Garrity maybe one. And I know Barnett's only a 6 month deal. It seems like we are going to extend it all for it.
Sorry, you mentioned Garrity there.
Frustrates me.
I think he's got ability. I really do think he's got ability. I've got mates who are Blackpool fans who I speak to a lot, and they really rated him. Messaged us when we signed him, said, "You've got a little gem there." And he just hasn't done it. I think he scored, is it Carlisle in the cup? He scored an header.
Yeah, he pops up with quite a few goals. I think he's got about 4 goals, which is not bad for midfield, but he
I could pass the ball better than him. And if you've ever seen me play football, like, he's saying something.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pretty bad then.
You touch on, obviously, Richie Wellens type of midfielder. I think we have the hopes of McAlmont being that type of midfielder. I thought yesterday would have been a game for him to shine because when you play in the Championship, you could see on they like to pass it about. They had time on the ball. That's why they like passing it out from the back, but we put the pressure on and stopped him doing that. So I thought McAlmont yesterday would have been a good game for him to show himself, where he has time on the ball to find passes, but he went missing, and he's another one who's frustrated. He's played well in some games, but should he be starting every week?
No, I agree. He's been on the bench quite a few times as well, hasn't he? You know, he has been on the bench and he has come on and chipped in with a few goals. But like you said, with the lad from Leeds, when you sign someone from them, you just think they're going to come in and improve your squad better. You know, has he improved it? I don't know. It's not hard to improve in that area at the minute, is it? It isn't, is it?
No, it's true.
You know, it's that bad. It's, you know, it's anyone could come in and improve it. But I agree. Is McAlmont here for the season, brothers? Or Jack?
I think he is here for the season. And I think he will go on to have a very good career. And I think more than likely will play in the Premiership. He reminds me of a player like when we had him on loan. I don't even remember.
Yeah, from Swansea.
Yeah.
I quite liked him, actually. I thought he was all right. But again, he had the same. He went missing. I think he went missing way too easily.
Yeah. You know, it's just a different level down here. You know, it's hard graft down here in the Championship and thingy Premier League up there. It's kind of easier for players to come in and do a job, but down here it's graft, isn't it? It's, you have to slog it out, especially on pitches like yesterday, like you said, Brad. Some pitches we play on, they're no better than bloody County Hill Field.
Yeah,
you know, didn't talk. You know, it's about the conditions we play it on at Newport. We're watching that game. You know, it depends how the pitches are. Down here, so we can't even play football, and that's probably where Elta is yesterday. Go back on tonight, you know, that's where we were at Elta, because we want a quality service yesterday, weren't we? You know,
yeah, exactly. And we've never been a team of apart from under Uncle Ronnie, where we oofed it quite a bit. But we've always tried to be a team to pass it around. And like in some places where we go to, we do tend to try and play football. Yesterday we played all through the 90 minutes, we tried to pass it around them. But obviously, when you get in League Two, you won't be able to do it on certain pitches. Like most pitches,
I think that's contributed to this year. Like the away form's been so good because we seem to play more counter-attacking football. Like you've seen some of the goals are on the break when we got Durnley through, and it's breaking. At home, we're trying to play football. We're trying to pass it around, trying to play out from the back, trying to move it in midfield, and we just can't. It's not the style of football that suits League Two, and teams are picking us off. Teams are using it to their advantage. Whereas actually, when we play a counter-attacking style of football, a little bit more direct, we seem to get results.
Yeah, we do. I agree.
Yeah, totally. I totally do agree there. Like I said, yesterday, the scoreline didn't reflect the game, and we played very well. And I said fair play to Kewell as well, because I think when we were discussing it yesterday, Ben, man, like, you say you get to 60th, 70th minute, it's a cup game, you might as well go for it. And he actually did go for it. He put two strikers on. He sacrificed Matambwe. I can't remember who else he brought off. But he went for it. And like I think I tweeted right when it was 2-1. I said, I'd rather get beat 3-4 knowing that we've actually gone for it. And we did go for it.
Well, like you
end,
said, Bird Brad,
I
want to touch on that about he plays as well now in the FA Cup. Now, you know, if you're, say, you're at a team and say, we're playing someone at home or away, wherever, and you think 70th minute's 1-1, some people, you might think, try and get a draw and get a replay. Now, we haven't got that. We've got to go out and go and get something because it's got to be done on the day. So instead of actually, like, slacking, thinking, you know what, try and get, you know, a replay, you know, we'll get them back here or whatever. It's not a case of that anymore, is it? You know, because there's no replays in the cup at the moment. Well, I don't know whether that will change after COVID, but
I do hope it does.
Yeah, we need them.
Third round replay, fourth round replay. You need them, like teams in League One, League Two.
That's what my, like you said, you stay about 6-7 minutes. Just throw it at them, and then we did, and we ended up conceding 2 goals, then, didn't we? You know, but you'd rather get beat 4-1 than
the fourth goal,
2-1, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. There was nothing to lose there. And the fourth goal they scored was a quality goal. The way that, I think that, was it that McKelmy which left the ball and just that King just slid in. He was a really good goal and they weren't it well. And their class showed and they more than likely will get promoted this season. They have got quite a bit of money. Everyone says that Bournemouth's a fairy tale story from being bucket shakers in League Two to...
With a Russian owner. I think it's a Russian millionaire owner. People forget that little bit about the fairy tale of Bournemouth. They've got a lot of money. Like they were buying your likes of Jordan Ibe. I think they spent a lot of money. Solanke was a big signing. Stanislas. They've got players with, I think, what the midfielder, Jefferson Lerma. And they spent a lot of money on players. People forget that.
25 million.
I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah. And even in League One Championship, they were spending money. Matt Ritchie, I think they signed Matt Ritchie for $1 million, $2 million.
Brett Pittman was on probably the highest paid player in the league. He was scoring goals, but he was a very highly paid player.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. When they went up through the leagues, they spent a lot of money. And
no, they're
not really a fairy tale, though.
He's with us in some years all the way through.
Smith. Yeah,
I think he's been there.
Yeah, Adam Smith. He has been there. Yeah, they had players like Charlie Daniels, didn't they, for ages. He's the one that she bought him for ages. Adam Wilde Pugh as well was another good player.
Pugh played all the way through. Him on one wing, Ritchie on the other was kind of the League One to Premier League. Then they get Ritchie from Swindon. Was he in that team with Charlie Austin when Swindon were superb side? How they never went further, I don't know where the team they had.
Yeah.
Well... definitely. Moving away from Bournemouth, obviously, it's good that you had touched on things in League One. Obviously, hypothetically speaking here, because obviously we're in League Two, but Accrington are in the playoffs, aren't they? The fourth in the league. It always brings back the memory of Barry Owen when he turned around. I think it was in 2015 he turned around and said that teams like Oldham, Bury and Rochdale can't afford to go up into the Championship. I wonder what your thoughts on that now. Obviously, we've seen Wickham in the Championship now. We've had Yeovil up there. Southend's been up there. Colchester, Scunthorpe. These, as I said, not good teams have got Burton and everyone who have been promoted.
I think it is, in a sense. Yeovil, I think you mentioned, a fantastic example, and I've had this debate before. Would you take what Yeovil had for where they are now? So Yeovil got that dream story. I think it was Paddy Madden was scoring for fun, fired him into the Championship. And then from then it's been free fall. They did get that 1 year in the Championship, the dream. And since then, they're now, I think, in non-league. So would you take that 1 year in the Championship and then the big fall to non-league? Or would you be happy in League One and League Two? I think I'd be happy going into the Championship for a year, see some grounds, and then see what happens.
I think we've got the... If that were case of us, I think we wouldn't do a Yeovil and go down to the non-league. I think we wouldn't. They belong in non-league. Sorry, but they belong in there. They've been in there most of the life. They belong in there. Whether we went up there and came back down, yeah, it'd be good to go up for a season, but, you know. But like Brad said, you're right. You know, Accrington sitting fourth, or is it fourth or fifth? You know, Accrington Stanley.
And they're three games behind, I think.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, been following him. Yeah, I've got quite a few big Lassics fan, Luke Pearson's their media lad. So, good mates, they've been following him this year actually and trying to follow the progress. They've been brilliant. To say
that Bishop's class for me.
He is. To say they lost the best player in that, Billy Key, retired. Or I think he's now playing in like 10th division. He fell out of love with football, he said. And then they replaced him with that Bishop, and a lad from non-league. They've done amazing. They've done exactly he's what class. We should have been doing for the last 5 years. The recruitment's superb.
Yeah.
It just shows, doesn't it? Like, obviously, it's something to look at for ourselves. Look at the teams who have been promoted. Yeah, as I said, League Two teams. You've got your Luton.
Say that again.
Did Luton go back to back, man?
I think they did.
Did Luton go back to back?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, Luton went back to back. Lincoln are top of League One. You look at, as I said, Wickham on the Accrington doing well. We all got promoted a few years ago. Some of these teams haven't spent big money. I know Lincoln, Luton probably did. I don't really know. They spent a bit of money. They had strikers. They had a kidney on there. But you keep a decent of players.
Yeah.
Look where it can get you.
You know, you look at League Accrington, and like I said, Brad, you know, Luton have spent a bit of money, but we're not talking massive amounts of money, are we? You know, with it, that most of their players have probably come on a freebie or a loan. Don't get me wrong, they've probably purchased one or two at a good price, but it's all about getting your togetherness and getting everyone on board and singing from the same sheet. And it's always good when you've had a promotion, isn't it? Because once you get that feel of promotion, you think you can do it again. You know, we've had nothing, have we? So.
Yeah, Dino, don't you remember Bin Man? Did you go to Jack? Did you go to
No, I missed the Dino it, sadly.
Evening? I think it was sometime in January.
I wish I were.
No, because Dino, he was actually all right, Dino. I think at the time.
Got the COVID there, Bin Man.
Glad it's virtual this.
but yeah, exactly, yeah, spluttering all over us. But yeah, the Dino one is... I remember him saying that once a club does get a promotion, they do go on and go up. You get the feeling they can bounce, they can go up two divisions. You see it from the conference a lot of times where they go from league, win the conference, get promoted, and then League Two, they do very well, and then they get into League One. And Luton, a prime example of that.
Lincoln, who
were riding a wave from there. Yeah, exactly. Get a promotion there. You think bloody hell, you're on a bit of a high. It just needs something. The club just needs something, some sort of success. Even
manager of the month award
or something like that. Just something. Oh, that
Chequy trade's cursed, wasn't it? Remember the final at Tranmere? We got beat by in the Northern final. Chesterfield, we're one away from Wembley. I remember being young and thinking Wembley. Or was it? Millennium Stadium at that point?
No. Wembley.
win.
No, it was.
Yeah, we got to Northern final twice, didn't we?
One was Wrexham. Well, got in that. Yeah. One who got
absolutely. I think we're going into the second leg. We're thinking we fight. Did we lose 5-2? I think, or was it 5-1? You know, we got absolutely tated, but
something
like that. Yeah, just something like, you know, you look at teams like Salford getting to a final, or you know, it hurts. And I see Tranmere getting to play, it's horrible because you see everyone around you doing something. Even Bury have had a bit of success. I know they've literally gone now, you know. Rochdale have been there, Stockport have been there, Burnley, Blackburn. The list was on. We've had absolutely.
Is it, there's the fact we're, there's only two teams in the 92 that haven't been to New Wembley, and it's us and Blackburn Rovers.
No, I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. I think it's about eight. I think it's eight. Port Vale is one of them, I think. Yeah, there is about eight, though. You have to double check that list.
It's ridiculous that we haven't been. It's ridiculous that we've not really had the chance to. We haven't exactly been knocking in and out of the playoffs since Blackpool.
No. We've talked to many of these podcasts for 13 years. We've not finished in top half, 12, 13 years.
It's depressing, isn't it?
Horrendous. It is. You know, I think I'd let a flare off in my room if we finished
that. I want to see that.
Because it's success. You know, banter aside, though, I do one day we can do it and celebrate in absolute style. I thought, at the start of this season, I thought, when obviously we're behind closed doors, I thought, it's a season to go and get promoted this, because none of us can see it.
Yeah, I did. I thought the same. And I think that's kind of why I'm a bit glad we're out of the FA Cup, because I thought, this is going to be the year we get United in it, or we get City, or we get Chelsea.
Yeah.
I could just see it happening, coming out, and none of us can go. It has just been typical last six.
It is, but we're gone.
Yeah, definitely. That's the one saving grace of going out the FA Cup, is that we don't get that. And even though I wanted us to win, I was kind of glad that we didn't get like, say, imagine we lose it, say, on third, fourth round, go Arsenal, go Tottenham or something like that. I'd be gutted. I'd be one of them. But obviously, let's focus on the league now. We've got, I looked at the fixtures, and we have got some hard games coming up. We've got Mansfield on Wednesday, who picked up form. Yeah. We've got Walsall away, and we've got Newport at home. What are you thinking? Obviously, I'm just having a quick scan of the table now. We are Grimsby. Well, Southend have picked up quite a bit of form recently. And I thought they were dead and buried at one point, and I thought it's just going to be one spot which is going to be occupied. Grimsby sit in the 21st spot, 23 games played with 20 points, and we sit 15th, 21 games played, 27, so 7 points off the drop. But also, if you have a look at it, we've played an extra game than Morecambe, and we're 7 points off. No, don't worry about it. As I said, we're 7 points off Grimsby, 7 points off the playoffs, a couple of points off the top, getting to top half. We've got hard games. We've got Walsall. We've got Mansfield and Walsall around.
Tuesday's all right. They've got our strikers not pulling up any trees. He doesn't look very good.
Don't, because Fabio listens.
No, it's hard, isn't it? Yeah. They're a good side. We obviously. Luckily, I wasn't there last year. I was in Prague for the England game, but I was getting messages of when it was 1-0, 2-0. Obviously, ended up 6 for it. We've seen how good they are. We've seen what they can do. So it's not easy. I don't allow much hope. I think we're kind of due a bad run, I think. I hate to say it.
I hope not.
We've lost then.
Yeah, it's a home game. It's a home game as well, isn't it? So
that's it. Game over.
with our own. But hopefully,
do you reckon they're missing us, giving them a bit of stick at home? Exactly. Is that what they need? They need a kick up the backside from us.
Well, I always thought it would have been the opposite. Maybe they would have got to start playing well at home. The main stand getting on the back.
But in terms of Wednesday against Mansfield, they got beat today. I don't know if you've seen. They lost him, which is not a bad thing because they're back off
a Cheltenham
defeat. So hopefully we can continue that and give them an hiding, you know what I mean? But these are really at four in the league, you know. They just beat Salford, aren't they, as well at home, who are doing quite well as well. So, but yeah, I'd probably take 4 points out of the next two games.
Yeah, it would be very good. And you always look at Mansfield, every summer they seem to spend quite a bit of money and they always tend to be tipped to go near the top. But the last couple of seasons since they finished fourth, they've not really done much. But I think it's been an hard game. We need to start, as I said, the home form needs to pick up. We've got some very hard games coming up and I don't want to be start looking over my shoulder again. I don't know about you two.
Yeah.
Last couple of
for
years.
For the first time in quite a while, to be honest. But yeah, I've been thinking, down. Oh, just get a win and we're just on edge of the playoffs. They get a win and they lose. And we're in there, like, now it is kind of looking over your shoulder a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be looking over your shoulder, do you? So, I think this next three games will tell us exactly where we'll be. I really do.
Like I said, they are very hard games. Walsall were a very good team. They had patches where they looked very good. Newport, obviously, top of the league. Mansfield, like I said, changed manager coming into a better form. It's one of them. It could be typical Latics where we pick up 7 points.
I think you touched on it at Southend as well. I've had it in my head all season that there's only one relegation place this year because Southend were down. Kind of thought they were goners. It's now just that tiny bit worrying that they're just starting to come back. Maybe someone's going to get dragged in. There's always one that gets dragged into it. I'm just hoping that that's Bolton.
Yeah. we'd love that, but I can see. I can still see Southend going though. I really can. I don't think that's good. Like I say, it's worrying, isn't it, that two of the now occupying thinking it's quite wide open and not one anymore. But I can guarantee you.
At least they're putting a fight in, though.
I think we've got our team's a decent enough team. We score goals. That's the thing where we've had, when we did get relegated. Doyle's goals dried up, and that's what cost us relegation. That season, we weren't turning the draws into wins. We were drawing 0-0, 1-1. That's what cost us that season. This season, we seem to score. We're free scoring at the moment. I think the bottom four teams now will fight out. As I said, Bower in a bad form. Stevenage, they are not that very good. Grimsby, they look a bad team. As I said, Southend. I think it's between them four teams. I don't know what you think, Ben.
Aren't Southend getting another points deduction as well? No, I know that it's something to do with the game.
They threw that Forest Green game, didn't they? Because over COVID, they said that they had a lot of COVID in the camp and then said you've got the Forest Green game postponed and then the Tuesday.
Is that not just a yearly thing now, Southend at minus? It seems to be.
It's all the time, isn't it? I think a lot of clubs. It's just we just discussed this today, didn't we, about Wigan as well, didn't we, Brad? The EFL are not fit for purpose,
I agree,
in my opinion.
Completely.
Clubs, this shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't be happening. You know, we said to Macclesfield, we're going on about Macclesfield. They got thrown out the league, you know, so it weren't EFL's problem anymore, was it? You know, so they weren't that bothered. You know, we should be looking after our clubs.
No.
And, you know, it's just...
It was an embarrassment.
Disgrace. You know,
they should be embarrassed for the team at Macclesfield had got in that position in the first place. And everything was on the news about Bolton, about Bury. They should be embarrassed. And after Bury, we should have seen change that makes it so that can never happen again. And nothing's happened. Nothing's changed.
And it's going to happen again.
Yeah,
There's nothing more sure. I just hope it's not us, but there's nothing more sure it will happen again. And the EFL should be ashamed of themselves, you know.
they can't seem to get a buyer. We had the Spanish one fell through again.
Yeah.
Well, I read in the paper this morning that there was the person who's bidding for him at the moment is going to buy him. put him in admin because he's not going to pay the debt, so they're going to take a minus 15. They can't afford the rent. They can't afford the rent. They can't afford the rent at the DW, so I'm going to pay all these.
I can't say I'm gutted for him. It's one team I'm not. Although,
cool. I know, exactly. Yeah, like I said, it could happen to us, though. That's the thing. As I said, it is quiet at the moment. I think we touched on it yesterday, what was the analogy you used? You know there's a relapse coming. What a great analogy, you know. It's true. It's been quiet on it recently.
I don't actually think we've had a big controversy. Touch wood.
All calm before the storm.
There's not even been anything on Twitter that's been kicking off. It's been relaxed. Or is that just Christmas?
Yeah, I think it's Christmas. But they are back in the country. They are back.
Exactly.
You know, there has been signings. Oh, are they? So... yes. Been
hey, that could mean new signings.
I hope so. I hope it's that anyway.
Yeah, so I do hope we do sign a few. So obviously we've got the two.
I think I'd be happy for
watch predictions for both games.
Like, draw midweek, scrape a draw at home, and then go and win away from home. Maybe a 1-0. I'm not confident. A massive, but 4 points. Yeah, clean sheet for once. I think we've got a chance.
Clean sheet.
But yeah, I think it'll be close both. But 4 points.
I'll go for 1-1 on Monday, Wednesday against Mansfield. And 2-1 Saturday, Oldham. 4 points as well. Bradders?
I'm going to go... We'll go 4 points as well. I think 4 points is it should be the target. I think we might get it. I think we might get a 0-0 on Wednesday.
I'd rather beat the Mansfield. 3-2 on Saturday. I'd rather win at home than away. I know we've been well away from home, but we need to start playing well at home as well.
Yeah. As I said, it could be 4 points and it could be zero. Yeah. You just don't know with Latics at the moment. We're just unpredictable. I do hopefully Rose back in. He said that he is injured, and Beaufort Jackson, I think we missed him as well. On the weekend, defensively, we looked frail down that left side. So hopefully they are back and we can look to do well on the. But yeah,
so we're all
I'm, why are we so positive? It's not right. This.
I know, right? Are we
all right, 6-0 at the weekend. We got beat.
Is someone ripping up plans?
No, he don't do that.
Has he not been in that, Maynard? Has he not been about? I don't know. I've not really noticed.
Let's have a look
at risk of sounding like Barry Owen. He hasn't actually done that much this year. Or he's been quiet, I think. He's not making the headlines.
Yeah, he's best when he's quiet,
which,
though.
Which means he's going to score a few against us, isn't he? Yeah. If he's on a bad run of
form, yeah.
So I'm just looking now that he weren't even in the squad. He only named five substitutes as well, and it went to extra time. They had that Jordan Bowery up top. He's
that
been about a bit, but yeah.
On
so maybe they've got a bit of injury problems.
That Lapsy, he's have a look at him, Jack, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What position is he
for them? He's a midfielder.
He's very good. Yeah, attacking midfielder. Wednesday, keep an eye on him. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So looking at the squad there, they might look like they've got a bit of injury. They're only naming five substitutes where you could have named nine. So hopefully that plays into a favour with them going into extra time. I do hope we do.
No, thank you.
Points.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Yep, I do appreciate you.
Yeah, cheers, matey. Take care. Bye-bye, mate.